My name is Sean Kelly. I'm 14 years old. Today is November 26, 2017. I'm speaking with my mom, Karen Kelly. We are recording in Rockville, Maryland. Tell me the story of how you and dad met.
I met your dad through a coworker. She was a hospital discharge planner, and I worked in the nursing homes, and she tried to set me up with her brother-in-law, but that didn't really work out. And so she was getting married, and we were talking, and I said something about how I wanted to play on a softball team. And she's like, oh, my fiance's team is always looking for girls. And she gave me the name of Peter Kelly and told me to call him. And I'm like, okay, no, I'm not calling this boy and saying, hi, I want to play on your softball team. But ironically, like 2 weeks later, I was out at some bars in downtown Washington and ran into my friend's fiance's bachelor party, and lo and behold, Pete Kelly was the boy I met there that night, and thought he was cute and started talking. And after that, I played on the softball team with him, and that's how we met.
When did you realize you wanted to be together as a couple?
You know what? Once we started dating, we kind of just dated. It just fell naturally. I don't think there was ever a actual decision, hey, we want to be a couple. Our lives merged together really well. We're from the same backgrounds. We had a lot of the same friends. We realized we'd actually probably met years before, different circumstances. So there was never a time when we decided we want to be a couple.
Describe your marriage proposal.
Well, he proposed to me. I did not propose to him, and it was a complete surprise. I mean, I figured we would get married, but we never talked about rings or gone shopping or anything like that. We actually went to Colonial Williamsburg for the weekend because I love all the holidays and stuff, and had talked about Williamsburg. And he had these elaborate plans that we were going to do a horse ride carriage, and he proposed during that, but I'm much more practical, and I thought the horse ride carriage was a waste of money, so I'm like, no, let's not do that, let's just walk. And then we went out to dinner in like one of the taverns, and ironically, I knew somebody who was in Williamsburg, and he was kind of mortified because I run into someone I know everywhere. And finally he's like, come on, let's just go get some ice cream or something. And on the way to the ice cream shop, he kind of gave up on me because I was so busy talking to people that he put me in the stockade at Williamsburg and proposed while I was in the stockade.
Can you tell me about your wedding day?
Our wedding day was pretty much perfect. It was a huge wedding. We had over 300 guests. We're both from big families. And my dad just wanted us to have it all right. We had 5 or 6 bridesmaids and groomsmen. It was local. We were, you know, just surrounded by family and friends. I think the only really funny thing that happened on our wedding day, or unusual, all the things you plan for to go wrong, when we did our first kiss, somehow he managed to give me a busted lip, so I got to walk up the aisle with a bloody mouth. So otherwise the wedding day was just magical and fun, and something obviously I will never forget.
What about your honeymoon? Did you go anywhere?
We did. We went to St. Lucia. We waited a day to do that, and it was just very relaxing after, you know, obviously a wedding with over 300 people was quite an undertaking, and I was working extra hours. to be able to get the time off work. So we were really tired. We waited an extra day or two before we left. It was Mother's Day right after our wedding, so we stayed for that. Beautiful. We met some couples that we stayed friends with probably for 10 years afterwards, and just hang out at the beach. That's kind of it.
Tell me about the day I was born. How did you feel? How did you feel the first time you saw me?
The day Sean was born, it was kind of, we had actually gone out on a date. My mother-in-law had watched Sean's older brother, Ryan. We had gone to see a movie, Catch Me If You Can, and then out to Mama Lucia's for dinner. I even remember what we ate. And I just remember getting back to pick up Ryan and being like, oh my God, I feel so fat. I ate too much. And actually, Sean was a couple days early. His birthday is January 20th, and he wasn't due until the 24th. And I always like to think I'm going to be more prepared before the baby comes, and the house wasn't how I wanted it. But Sean wanted nothing to do with it. And my dad came up and stayed with Ryan, and the grandmas met at the hospital, and I went in the middle of the night, and Sean arrived early afternoon. I mean, what can I say? It's fabulous having a healthy child, really, two boys. It was perfect at the time.
What was I like as a child?
What were you like as a child? You were really cute. You were into absolutely everything. Inquisitive. You loved to build things. You loved to take things apart. You were always on Ryan. You didn't talk a lot. You had some speech issues, so you were kind of slow on that. But somehow you made your opinions known very early on, and we're a little bit mischievous, but like in a fun way. Loved Bob the Builder, trucks, balls. You were like all boy and always bothering your brother, but you were sweet. You were a nice little boy.
If you could do it over again, how would you raise me differently?
A lot of things I would do the same, but honestly, I would be much meaner about picking up your things and cleaning up after yourself. I think I would have been stricter on that than I was, because now it is a constant battle, and I don't think it's quite ingrained in you the way it would have helped. But otherwise, in terms of your relationship with family and friends, your sense of community and the church, there's really not a whole lot I would do differently. I think you're doing a pretty good job, just a little stricter on responsibilities around the house.
How has being a parent changed you?
Oh my gosh, being a parent has changed me in every aspect of my life. I gave up a career that I absolutely love to be a stay-at-home mom, a choice that I still think was the right choice. It has made me a much less selfish person. It has made me a much more sentimental person. I have learned to appreciate each phase of my kids and not just... I think I appreciate each age of my kids. Teenage boys are something. No, but it is just, I mean, it's changed what I think of, what I do in every aspect of my day. It's family first, and that's it.
Can you tell me about one of your happiest memories of me?
My happiest memory of Sean, I don't actually really have one. Like, I quickly think I remember one of the funniest memories was being in Florida with his grandparents, and he was really into Bob the Builder and all of that stuff, and walking on the boardwalk and Sean pulling out his little toy hammer from his pocket and fixing all the nails that were on the boardwalk and like making a stop every 2 seconds and hammer that. That was a favorite memory of Sean. I love the fact that older Sean always remembers on his own to call his grandfather on Veterans Day. And along those lines, like, there's so many happy sports memories with Sean between baseball, football, swimming. But I love the fact that after every game, Sean, or nearly every game, Sean calls his grandfather and reports in as ESPN what's his success was.